Hello. Better? Good? Okay. I'm going to be doing stuff over here as well. So this passage says that sheep are good, goats are bad, sheep go to heaven, goats don't. So that's it. We're done. There's probably a bit more to it. That's kind of the obvious interpretation of this, but my father-in-law once told me that parables are like jokes, and a good joke should not be predictable. So there's got to be more to it than that. So after talking with Rob about this yesterday, while we were brewing beer, it's always a good thing to do, I started thinking about when I first became a teacher. My first contract was at Parkland, and I got a contract teaching math class, and I was very nervous. I'd only been TOCing and actually being a professional for about 3 months, and all of a sudden I had to be a full-time, full-fledged teacher and know what I was doing. And I was very fortunate. I met a teacher there named Rick Paquette, and Rick was retiring that year. And Rick kind of took me under his wing and gave me a whole bunch of resources and guidance, and we kind of co-taught a couple courses together, and it really gave me the confidence to kind of to be a good teacher, I think, anyways. One of the things that I loved about Rick was he had all these puzzles, and I'm going to show you one of the puzzles and kind of use it to illustrate my thoughts around this passage. So this puzzle, you have this board with this nail sticking out of it. Put that there. And then he said to me, he said, okay, so you have one nail sticking out. You need to balance all of these other nails on top of that one. And I thought he was joking. I was like, okay, so I have to magnetize them somehow, right? Like, what do I do? I'm going to need that. And so I started with my discipline of science. And science teaches you to think linearly and logically, step by step, cause and effect, one thing leading to the next. So the first thing I did was I took one nail, and I tried to balance it on that one. This puzzle gets extremely more difficult when you're nervous and your hands are shaking. So great. You know, science has prevailed. We've balanced one nail. So now I need to balance another nail. It didn't work. It becomes increasingly more difficult. Somebody very talented and steady hands, maybe a doctor, might be able to get two nails. But as we balance more and more nails, each additional nail makes it more difficult to try and balance the next. So this traditional way of kind of thinking of the nails as individuals, one by one, trying to look out just for one nail at a time, doesn't really work well for all of the nails. It works well for one or maybe two, but not all of them. So then I moved on to kind of my university degree and started thinking about all the critical thinking that I was told that I had to do and try to be more divergent with my thoughts. And so rather than thinking of this problem as being balancing the nails on this one nail, what if I turned it around? And I thought, okay, I'm going to try this differently. I'm going to try and balance this like that. And then maybe I could put the nails on top. But that's really difficult, and it didn't end up working out. And this is kind of the thinking of the problem, being able to take a step back and think of the problem more as a whole, maybe try to think of all the nails. I started thinking maybe there's something special about the individual nails, so I started examining all the nails, looking at their differences and similarities. Hi, bud. Yeah, you get on with it, he says, okay. But I wasn't able to solve this problem with that particular way of thinking. And so I had to go beyond that. And I think these are ways of thinking that most of us have heard about, this linear thinking where we kind of look out for ourselves. And I think that's what this passage is kind of saying. It's saying that if we look out just for ourselves, for number one, we're not taking care of the others around us. And so we shouldn't be thinking that way when it comes to society. So if we move on to this idea of thinking critically, trying to re-examine the problems, we might be able to balance a few more nails, or we might be able to change the problem in some way, but we're still not really solving the heart of the problem. We're still not taking care of every single nail in this system. And that's what this other way of thinking is. I was introduced to this in my master's degree. It was ecologies of learning. And ecologies of learning got us to look at how the entire system works together. And it moves us away from looking at the individuals to looking at the connections between the individuals. So if we stop thinking about the nails as individuals and think about them, how they connect to each other, what we can do is, I'll show you. I can't talk. So I just placed one nail like that. What I'm going to do is I'm going to weave all the other nails together. Come see me afterwards, I'll show you. We can lace the nails together so that their connections hold each other up. And I think this is what this passage is saying. It's not about saying that heaven is the reward for being good. I think it's saying that heaven is the product of good works and good connections with each other. I try to think about this imagery of the goats and the sheep, right? You're dividing people up into goats and sheep, and you're like, oh yeah, I'd be a sheep, right? You'd be a sheep. But what if this actually happened? What if we took everybody here and we broke you up, and we ended up with two groups of sheep and goats? Sure, there'd be some judging going on, which would be terrible, but we would end up breaking up family groups, friend groups. The connections that connect us together would become apparent and become very obvious to see. And I think that's what this parable is kind of telling us. It's telling us to look at the connections between each other and try to work on strengthening those and work on helping each other and supporting each other as a group rather than trying to look out for number one. I think that's all I've got. I'll try and get the nails done. Thank you.
Consider the ties that bind.